Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. This show is flying by. We're going to go to the phones right now. We're switching topics. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this the Library Wars. I've used that title multiple times because, you know what? There's a war going on in our libraries. Who would have gone and ever figured that libraries would be controversial? I mean, the place where you go and it's quiet and you can just read a book or study for a test or whatever, and all of a sudden it's controversial. Well, 1819 News, y'all know that we have a close relationship with the folks at 1819 News. We all came out of the same spot, Right Side and 1819. We're both birthed out of the same organization, the Alabama Policy Institute. And a friend of mine was one of the early folks who got on board. She's an OG at 1819, Erica Thomas. She's the editor at large, and she just published a story this morning, which is top on their website right now at 1819news.com. And the headline, let me read you the headline: Kinks, Fantasies, and Porn, Graphic Sex Guide Offered in Teen Section of Spanish Fort and Fairhope Public Libraries. My gosh. Erica Thomas, how are you doing, my friend?
Howdy, Phil. It's so good to hear from you. It's been so long, and I moved down to South Alabama a couple years ago. Actually, 2 years ago today, yeah. I moved, and I really missed my North Alabama folks, so it's good to be with y'all today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And by the way, as much as this article you wrote disgusts me, thank you for writing it. Because yeah. And by the way, you even said off the air a minute ago, y'all had to publish the pictures because you knew that some folks would downplay the article if you didn't.
Yeah, well, and I've been covering these library issues for over a year now, and I go into libraries and I look for things because, you know, I didn't start this on my own. Someone came to me and said, you really should look into the library over in Foley. They have some books in the children's and teen sections that are just very graphic and, you know, they have sexually explicit content. So I went and looked, and within a few minutes, I found my first bits of evidence. What I've done is just shown what's going on. You know, okay, this is what taxpayer money is going to pay for. Yeah. I think it's important for the people to know, and it's my job to inform. So then I started going from library to library, and over time, a lot of people have come against what we're doing, come against 1819 News. They've come against me personally. I've been yelled at. So I feel like at this point, the only way to really get the point across is to just show what I'm talking about, because there's this feeling from these people that they're being attacked, even though they're actually the ones that make the threats. They feel they're being attacked and that constitutional rights are being attacked because, you know, parents should be able to allow their children to read whatever they want. Okay, that's fine, but should taxpayers fund pornography for children?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
And so I think once you see this, there's no defending it. There's no question. There's no parent in their right mind that would look at this and say, I would let my kid look at this. There's none. And if you are that parent, and I've said this several times, you either need help or jail time, period.
Help or jail time. And I totally agree. And I got to ask you, because the book is so incredibly graphic, that you look at it and think, there's no way in the world somebody, A, authored this book with any less intent than trying to sexualize children. And it's not just, by the way, it's not just like things that are like, you know, here's how sex operates and the birds and the bees and all that. No, it's like way out there, fetish and kink stuff. And it even calls it fetish and kink in the book. That's crazy. And it's in kids sections.
Yeah, I mean, in the title itself, it's a teen's guide. So there you go. You know, that's all you need to know. And to me, a lot of these books really should be relocated to the adult section. But what adult wants to pick up a book that says it's a teen's guide to anything? I don't think in this case that would be the right thing to do. I think it just needs to go. And I did look up a little bit on the authors. It's a married couple, Matthew Nolan and Erica Moen. And I put this in the article just to kind of give people an idea of what we're dealing with here. These people are from Oregon. and they live with their cat, Flapjack. And they go around and they do different conferences, like teen-type book reading events, that sort of thing. And it appears that they really are wanting to sexualize children and expose children to this pornography. And I would say, in this particular book, there are instructions on how to do things that teens, you know,
but
even some adults wouldn't do. I mean, it is that graphic.
It really is. And I got to ask you a few other questions before I get to it about the sort of the official policy positions and what the local officials are saying and the library people. I got to ask you this. The very first picture on the page is of the cover, on 1819 News, is of the cover, and it shows the barcode and the registration of the book within the public library. In other words, it didn't get slipped on the shelf accidentally. It was brought in and in process. Somebody put it in the Dewey Decimal System. It is there on purpose.
Yeah.
So is there any understanding as to how this thing got in processed like that and thought to be a good idea for the teen section?
Yes, this is actually one of the books that, one of many, you know, that have been put in either a children's or teen section in libraries, not only across Baldwin County, but the entire state of Alabama. So how it got there is in Spanish Fork, the library is actually its own city department. So it's kind of like, you know, maintenance department. They have a director. All these departments have a director. Well, the library director is the one that's in charge of the library. So ultimately, you know, they're responsible for making sure this crap doesn't get put in front of children. And I did attempt to talk to that library director in Spanish Fork yesterday. Her name is Shanavia Reed or Shanavia Reed. I'm not really sure how to say her name. And I hate that I just messed that up so bad, but I did try to talk to her, but she was in her office and she refused to come out of her office. So
Wow. Then
I tried to talk to the mayor to see, you know, well, the mayor and the council have to be in charge of, you know, everything. So what is your culpability here? And the mayor sent me a statement late last night basically saying, you know, they have to defend the Constitution and the freedom of speech. And, I mean, he kind of put this on the state and federal governments as well. So, you know, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting from the Spanish Fork Mayor Mike McMillan, because I just thought for sure, when I talked to him yesterday, I said, I promise I'm not being dramatic. This is really bad. And I sent him pictures of what I saw. And that was the response that I got. So I was pretty shocked by that.
Well, I can tell you right now, he went to the city general counsel, their attorney, and they developed some benign thing that neither admits nor denies anything, and then talked about constitution. But you know what? They have what's known as discretion. They have official discretion as to what books they can put up. They can choose to reject any book. They can reject Tom Sawyer if they want to. But the reality is they have discretion to put books on a shelf or not, and they chose to do it. And now he's not owning up to it.
Well, the good news is a lot of these libraries get funding from the Alabama Public Library System, ACLS.
Yeah.
And so that's going to end. I mean, if they keep doing this, it will be over very soon. Mark my word. There is a new process in place. There are new regulations. They're extremely clear. There's no exceptions to the rules. You can't do loopholes. You know, you just cannot have this stuff available for juveniles anymore.
Well,
and so I did talk this afternoon yesterday to John Wall.
Yeah.
He's the chairman of the APLS. He's also the GOP chairman in Alabama. And he just had very strong words and kind of said what I just said, like, they're going to keep looking. They're going to make sure people are following these rules and regulations. And when they don't, they will pull that taxpayer money. And he is looking to make examples out of people, out of libraries that don't comply.
Well,
so is the whole board. You know, they're tired of this.
Yeah, another good friend of mine is on that board, Amy Minton, and she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so I listen, We're going to come back after the break and talk about it more, kind of wrap up this. But just for those of y'all that are out there listening, in the teen section of your local library, the book is called Let's Talk About It. And I would challenge you to look in your library, see if it's there. By the way, Erica, before we go to the break, you told me this is in Spanish Fort and Fairhope, but in one of those libraries, the book was actually on the listing, but it was checked out. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That was in Fairhope. I couldn't get the book in Fairhope because it had been checked out, which means it's in somebody's hands right now, you know?
This song's messed up. All right, listen, Erica, we're taking a break. Can you hang on during the break?
Sure.
All right, we're taking a break. We're with Erica Thomas. She's the editor-at-large at 1819 News, talking about this. Y'all, listen, if you haven't seen the article, go look at it, 1819news.com. We're not kidding. This thing is like out there, graphic, gross. Why is it in the kids section? We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. All right, so I'm going back to the phones right now with Erica Thomas. She's the editor-at-large at 1819 News. Wrote a piece that came out today on this absolutely heinous book that describes like unusual sex acts and kinkish fantasies and fetishes and all that kind of stuff for kids. For kids. It's in the teen section of the library. Hey, Erica, I got to ask you another question about the book real quick.
Okay.
So there's a part in your article where you point out that the book says it also has a somewhat disrespectful tone towards parents. And it makes the comment in the book, this is a quote, "They're always telling us to just avoid sex, but maybe we ought to be getting some help for the sex we might already be having." Like, it's almost like pitting kids against their parents in the book.
Yeah, and in my stories that I've done for 1819 News, because we're all about the family, we're all about the nuclear family, keeping the family together, and the appreciation of family and what it means. And so throughout my journey in this career path, I have really recognized an overall attack on that sort of thing. And I think this is part of that separation of parent and child. They want to create a wedge between the parent and the child because it's easier then to manipulate vulnerable children and teens. You know, if they can make them angry at their parents, then the future is theirs. And I think there's been a shift, too, within the library system as a whole. Across the country, you know, it seems that they've started to encourage the sexualization of children over the past few years. And I would say this has only happened maybe 5 years almost, I would say. Kind of started happening around 2020, which is the year this book was published. And it got to Baldwin County in 2021. I found that out yesterday. But I really do believe it's part of this whole, you know, international attempt to put these images and thoughts into the minds of our children.
Yeah.
And it just makes it so despicable that we're allowing it to happen. And it's time for people to stand up and fight for the future. And the way we do that is we protect our children. We make sure that they do not become victims of social engineering, as we're seeing in many ways, not only in libraries, but also in schools and universities. And parents need to be looking out for what's going on and reporting these books. Not only make sure your kid doesn't pick them up in the library, but look for them yourself. Because the more people that go in and look for these things and weed them out, the better off we'll be. If we can just get them off the shelves when it's that bad, or relocate it into the adult section just so it's not readily available to children.
Yeah.
Yesterday when I was in the Spanish Fort Library, there was a toddler that was running around. His mom was there with him, but he had an older brother, but still also a baby type. And they were just running around the library. And as I was picking up this book, I had this book in my hand, and I was standing in front of the shelf where I got it from. And he looks up at me and taps the book, and he said, "What this?"
Oh, wow.
And so I had to make up something, you know. I told him, "Oh, it's a book about dogs." And he was just the cutest little boy. But looking at his face after I had been looking at that, it really ripped me. I mean, it ripped my heart in pieces. I just had the worst feeling after that all day yesterday. because it's that bad. And so that's why I think it's important, you know, that I continue to inform people, but also I want people to find things for themselves and do something about it.
Well, and so have you heard, by the way, since the article came out today, have y'all gotten any hotline tips on finding this same book in other libraries?
Actually, what I've gotten today is a lot of support in the form of emails. So at the end of every story, I have my email address just in case anyone wants to email me or send me a story idea. So they email me, and they have just been very supportive, and they're so thankful to know about this, but also outraged and just shocked because it really is that bad.
Yeah, it really is. But the fact that you did this, wrote the story, and I know y'all had to sort of cloud some of the imagery just because you didn't want to be promoting too much of what was in the pictures. But the fact that you put it out there the way you did, I think that's exactly what has to happen between that and like us talking about it with you right now and everything else. That's got to happen. But we've also, like you said, we've got to have parents and grandparents and just informed citizens who are willing to walk into a library, check the shelves, and then ask the questions, why is that book over there on the shelf? That's what it takes to take it all back. Erica Thomas, thanks for your work. And in case we don't talk again soon, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That's something else. That really is something else. And y'all, listen, if you didn't hear my monologue when I opened the show today, I did my monologue today on what it means to keep the left from trying to steal our kids. That's what they're doing. The left wants your kids. I mean, you don't see anything on the conservative side that is trying to corrupt minds like this. But there's like this passion on the left to corrupt the minds of kids. Why? Because they know if they can get them while they're young, they can have them for later. And whereas, you know, in the schools, when you have these activist teachers, they're putting gay pride flags on their classroom. It's got nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. And this book doesn't either. This book has no value other than to sexualize children. And it's in a section right now that is designed for 13 to 17-year-olds. 13 years old. 13 to 17-year-olds. Go check it out at 1819news.com. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll take some text messages when I get back. Y'all stay tuned.